This chazor is echnesh b'chayes shag v'mihudim mesechet zchulun daf tes. Zvakt Rabbi Yehuda named Rabbi said that Talmud Chacham has to learn how to do three things. He needs to know how to write. He should be able to sign his name. He needs to know shchita to be able to do shchita, and he needs to know mila. Chananya ben Bar Shlamya, the name of Rav, he also has to know how to make the knot for tefillin, and how to make the brachas for a wedding, and how to make tzitzis. Why don't Rabbi Yehuda mention these last three? Because he says those are skills that even ordinary people can have. So Talmud Chacham doesn't have to spend time to learn how to do those things. Talking about Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said any butcher that doesn't know the halachas of shchita, it's also teach him the shchita. These are what the halachas of shchita we're talking about: shehiya, I mean pausing during the shchita; drasa, pressing down; chaloda, covering the knife; hagra, the proper place for shechita; and ikur, tearing instead of cutting. And what's a chiddush? These are all halachas taught in the Mishnah. Mar says it's needed for a case where someone who shechted in front of us two or three times, and he shechted properly, he then shechted not in front of us. We would have thought to say, since we saw he previously that he shechted properly, we can assume shechita is proper now as well. Shmuel therefore teaches, if he doesn't know the halachas, it's very possible that he maybe did a shiur or dress without realizing it, and the shechita therefore is possible. Rabbi Yehuda name Shmuel said a butcher has to check the simonim after the shechita to make sure that they were properly shechted. Rabbi Yosef said we see this from the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says, the Rav Shimon says, if he paused during the shechita for enough time to inspect, it's possible. Presumably, this refers to the simonim, to inspect the simonim, and therefore it supports Shmuel's statement. Abai said it's not a proof because Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah refers to the length of time that it takes to bring the knife to the local Rav to have him inspected. It doesn't refer to the inspection of simonim, and therefore it's not a proof to Shmuel. For Akhtamar, this would mean that every situation has a different amount of allowable time. It depends how far you live from the Rav. And for tomorrow, rather, Rabbi Yochanan meant that enough time passed for a shechet, who was also the chacham, to inspect the knife. This means the amount of time it takes for the shechet to check the knife, which should always be the same amount of time. Furthermore, what happened if the shechet did not check the simonim? So Rabbi Lezer, taking this in the name of Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yani said, it's considered a trefa, an oser to eat. A rice is considered to be an avela, and therefore even gives off tumah when carried. They argue in the halacha of Rav Huna, who said that an animal has a chazaka of iser while it's alive, until we know that it was shechted properly. Once it was shechted, it has a chazaka of being mutter, until we know that it became a trefa. The Braitza holds that since the simonim were not checked, it continues to have a chazak of iser, and now it's dead, so it's an avela. Beloza says that although there's a chazak of iser, there's no chazak of tumah, and therefore it has the status of a trefa. Fragment of the second part of Rahuna's statement, he says that once it was shechted, it has a chazak of being mutter. Why didn't he just say that it is mutter? Ephraim is teaching that even if a problem arose with the animal, there's some defect, let's say, if present before the shechita, would make it a trefa. After the shechita, it's a chazaka that is mutter. An example of this case would be like Rav Abba asked Rav Huna, what's the halacha if a fox took away the intestines of a shechted animal before it could be checked and returned it with holes in it? Do we need to be concerned that the fox made holes in a place that there was already a hole, in which case the animal was a trefa or not? Rav Huna answered that we don't need to be concerned that the hole was made in a place that already had a hole. Second, Rav Abba says, if someone saw a bird peck at a fig or a mouse make a hole in a watermelon, we have to be concerned that they made a hole in the exact same place that a poisonous snake had previously made a hole, and the fruit may therefore not be eaten. We see that we are concerned for such a thing. And for the Gemara, Huna said, I said we're not concerned for such a thing regarding the question of Isser. The Brisa is discussing matters of a sakana, and for that, we definitely have to be concerned. Rava asked, why should there be a difference between Isser and sakana? In the same way that we go to Chumra when faced with the suffix sakana, we should go to Chumra when faced with the suffix Isser. Abaya answered, we definitely find that there's a difference between sakana and iser, because we find that a suffix tumah reshus rabim is Torah, and yet when there's a suffix whether open water was poisoned, we go l'chumra, and we say it's also to drink. Rava said you can't bring a proof from suffix tumah in reshus hayochid, because that's learned from halacha mashmi Sinai regarding saita. It does not prove that we are not machmer for a suffix iser. Rav Simi asked, We do in fact find that we are makel regarding a suffix iser. Brisa said that if a weasel had a tamei sheretz in its mouth and it walked over bread of truma, so that it's a suffix whether the sheretz touched the breads or not, we rule that it's tar even in reshus hayochid. Yet with regard to water left open, we say that a suffix is aser. Mar says regarding this also, we learn from saita that we would be makel. This does not prove in other cases of iser that we would also be makel. Rav Ashi said we come in a proof from a brisa. The brisa says if a jug of water to be used for the paraduma was left uncovered and was then found to be covered, the water is tame. We assume that a tame person came and covered it. If the water was left covered and then found to be uncovered, if it's situated so that a weasel or a snake, according to Rabbi Gamliel, would reach it and drink from it, or if dew fell into it at night, then the water is possible, but not tame. Shmuel Levi explained the difference between the cases in the Braisa is that it's common for Sharatim to uncover jugs but not to cover them. Therefore, when we find it to have been uncovered, we can follow the majority of possibilities, which tells us that it was done by a Sharatim and not by a tame person. However, when it's found to have been covered, there's no such majority because it was either covered by a Torah person or a tame person, and therefore we have to say it's tame. We see that we're makel for the Isser in the first case. However, regarding water that was left uncovered and there's a suffix that it may have been poisoned, we go to Chumrah and say that it's also, we see that we treat a case as a kind of more stringently than the case of Isser Shema Minah. And Mishnah says there are three liquids that become asr when left uncovered: water, wine, and milk. How long did it have to be left uncovered to become asr? Long enough for a poisonous snake to come out from someplace close by and drink from it. How far is a place that is close by? So Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said it means for the snake to come out from a hole underneath the handle of the keli and to go drink. If it only has to be long enough for it to drink, the person would see it before it returns to its hiding place. Rather, long enough for it to drink and return to its hiding place.